High FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
It's 101.9 High FM. The Government Pension Administration Agency is a government establishment that is responsible for the administration of a government employees' pensions. It has outsourced its administration to the Government Pension Administration Agency, and it carries the day-to-day administration while the PIC invests funds on behalf of the GEPF. We wanted to chat with Jay Mora, who is responsible for, well, I'm not sure, but the general manager of the employee benefits at the Government Pension Administration Agency. We wanted to catch up with him and understand what the beneficiaries need to follow to avoid delays and unsuccessful pensions and benefit claims. Jay, good morning. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you doing? Can you hear me clearly?
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. So is there some confusion around how government employees access their benefits?
So I think it all depends on the mode of exit that the employee is leaving the pension fund. So normally a member of the pension fund either is retired from the pension fund, or he takes early retirement, or he resigns, or we pay pensions due to the person being deceased. So in each of these instances or modes of exit, as we call them, there are simple application documentation that needs to be completed by the individual concerned. And really, this work is generally done 99.9% of the time by the employer department for whom the employee is working with. And the employee is to ensure that the documentation that is completed on their behalf by the employer department is submitted on time to the GPAA. So the documentation that generally is required is what we would call a withdrawal application form, which is called a Z-102, banking particulars information, which is called a Z-894, and then there might be other forms of documentation depending if there was a divorce death or a divorce process in place. There might be if the individual is retiring, then there's a choice form in terms of selection of retirement benefits you want to receive, and probably a nomination form as well. So these are the basic documents that one would need to complete at time of exiting the pension fund and so on.
Right. And how long does it take, or how difficult is it for people to access these funds?
Okay, depending how quickly the employer department starts the process. So if you are retiring, we generally inform and advise employer departments that they should start the process at least 6 months ahead of the person retiring. So in that instance, it allows the individual to make sure that his or her tax affairs are correct. Because remember, your pension benefits do get taxed at any point of time of exit. So that's the first important thing. The second important thing is to ensure that all your documentation, your loans with your department is settled. There's confirmation about your leave. Any debt that you might have with the employer department gets resolved with the HR department. And so all of these things, once resolved with the employer department, it becomes a seamless process when the employer department submits the documentation to us to allow them to make sure that the information that they're submitting and the documentation is complete and accurate, and then we are able to process that within 30 to 60 days, depending how quickly we receive the documentation. And if there are no errors on the documentation, then we are able to process that within 30 and 60 days. Thanks.
Jay, there's been a lot of nervousness around government pensions and how it's invested and cared for. Is this a valid concern that people have? And are you seeing nervousness around it?
Not necessarily we're seeing nervousness. Remember, the fund has an investment mandate with the Public Investment Corporation. And so that investment mandate informs the Public Investment Corporation of how it must invest its assets against the mandate that it has. Now, these mandates depend on the number of the percentage of equity you would have, the percentage of bonds, the percentage of foreign investment, et cetera, et cetera. So, So as long as the fund and the PIC manages these investment mandates appropriately, the returns that we have seen over the last year have been reasonably in line and in many instances higher than the industry practice of
return. Right, so
that's
what I was going to ask you is how these funds have compared to others. And you're saying in some cases actually better, in some cases more or less in line.
Yes, so just matter of interest, if you go onto the website of the GPF, the growth over the last 10 years has been 8.9% in terms of overall, in terms of investment growth. If you look at the overall year-on-year pension increases that the fund has been providing is in line with the inflation and above, which again then tells you that the fund is able to meet its commitment and deriving the adequate return that it needs to from the investment that it makes in its assets. And therefore, the members and pensioners are able to benefit against the backdrop of this. In the last financial year, the investment income for the fund was just close to 884 billion rands in terms of investment income. Being a fund of this size, which is close on to £1.9 trillion.
That was actually my next question, is how large a fund is this? But that's enormous, absolutely enormous.
So it's a fairly large fund, you know. It's the largest fund in Africa. And I think the fund is fully aware of the responsibility it has in terms of managing members' monies, and is making and ensuring that the appropriate assets are being invested accordingly. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely fascinating. And thank you for coming on to talk to us about that. That was Jay Morar, General Manager of Employee Benefits at the Government Pension Administration Agency.